I'm standing in the outside kitchen of the Tupac Yapanqui raft of the Kon-Tiki-2 expedition with Andrei
Chesnokov.
Who has just prepared a fantastic meal for the crew here. Can you tell us about the meal and how you make it?
Actually, yes, it was some kind of bread and sauce for it. The sauce was made of onions, tin tomatoes, ginger, some spices, and I think that's all. And what about bread? Torger showed me the receipt, but I have a little bit improved it and make it with my own additions. For example, green onion, and I think it is good, it's tasty.
It was very tasty, but I think it sounds like you have a lot of ingredients to choose from, but you're actually using whatever little is left, isn't that so?
yes, I have absolutely no ingredients to choose, but I have all that I need to make this bread.
But how do you how do you actually fry the bread?
In the bowl. I know it's actually for boiling food, but I fried the bread in the bowl on the oil.
That's very good. Now you're actually Russian. The only Russian on this raft. We have a doctor on the other raft as well. Could you say something about how it is to be with the five Norwegian and a British guy who speaks Norwegian for 5 weeks?
Sometimes it's really difficult. Yes, I miss Russian language. That's why I really try to call Boris with the radio and just have some words with him, because I need this. All that I have in Russian is my music on my player, but I have not so much music. Now I know that I need more Russian music, so I ask my brother to send me more Russian music, and I hope for him.
And because you will actually take part in the next leg as well, going from Easter Island and back to South America, so you need some music to freshen up. Well, how do you feel about what do you think about the next leg? You think it's going to be tougher even? Is there something you'd like to bring?
I think more clothes, more warm clothes. I ask my mom to send with Sergei my winter jacket, which I use to riding my snowboard, and I think it will be very helpful. Also, I need special rubber boots, because on the night watch, for example, my legs really wet, and it's not very good. I can feel sick, and I can get cold. And on the second leg, I think it's very serious problem. I don't I can't feel sick to make my job.
That's right. And can you say a few words about how you came to join the expedition, and what made you want to be with us here?
One more time question,
please. Okay, can you say something about how you joined the expedition? How did you hear about it, and what was your motivation for being here?
First time I have heard about this expedition from my friend. He actually just searching the internet, and then he found a link that one Norwegian captain is going to organize an expedition Kon-Tiki-2 from South America to Easter Island and back. And they are searching for Russian blogger. And fortunately, I am a Russian blogger, so I just decided to try. It's like lottery. And I sent my small resume and my a small information for me. And then Torger Khigrov said that he asked me to take a part in the contest of Vakrug Sveta journal. There I sent my works there in this journal, and Then I take. Then I told with Håkon Wiemli, who is asking for interview now, and he told me that I am. I can take a part in this expedition with help of Opera, and that's why I'm here. And thanks a lot.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us, Andre. Maybe you have a last word to your Russian readers. Maybe you can say something in Russian to your fans back home.
It is a very good question. Actually, as you told, I am talking for 5 or 6 weeks only in English, so I will say in English, keep on sailing and let the weather will good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.